Good day, everybody. Professor Kruger here. And today on the podcast, we are going to work on communication styles. How do we communicate effectively with people with different communication styles? Now, I first got working on this particular concept out of my selling class here in the Manning book that says Partnering to Create Value. And it's a very interesting view of communication styles. Oftentimes we do personality styles, such as DISC or Myers-Briggs or colors. These are interesting tools to use for our own personalities, which these are related to communication styles. But for communication styles, we want to focus in on how do people like to be communicated with given their preferred communication styles. And we look at this particular concept here on a two axes. One is sociable and the second is dominance. So when we look at communication styles, we're going to look at how sociable is the person and also how dominant do they tend to be. And what we want to do here is we want to flex our selling style to appeal and present a message more effectively to these different communication styles based on where the client, the person, is on the sociability and on dominance. Because when you flex your style and go and communicate with people on their terms rather than yours, your communication is more effective. So let's start with the dominance continuum from low to high. Now, low dominance people are going to be more cooperative. They are going to be less on control, and they're going to be lower on assertiveness. So they are going to be somewhat more submissive, accommodating, some of the key words, compromising, cautious, patient, maybe more shy, supportive, and relaxed on the dominance side of things. Versus higher dominance are going to exhibit such behaviors and like competitiveness, authoritarian. They're often called domineering. They're decisive. They're outgoing, insistent, influential, talkative, bold. These are going to be some of the terms that describe a more dominant type of person. So if you're higher or lower on this scale, is going to exhibit it or manifest itself into how do you like to be communicated with. Now on the other side, on the other axis, we're going to see sociability. Sociability is our emotional expressiveness. So if you are low on sociability, you're going to be more disciplined and controlled and serious and methodical. Maybe a little aloof, people are going to think you're cold, reserved, cautious, reticent type. If you are high sociability, you're easygoing, expressive, lighthearted, emotive, unstructured, spontaneous, open, humorous, friendly, those type of words, casual. And so if we look at the high sociability, versus low sociability, high dominance versus low dominance, that gets us to four styles of communication. And let's take a look at those four styles. So if you're high sociability and high dominance, you are going to be what's called an emotive. And emotives appear quite active. They take the social initiative. If you're one of those that you're kind of everybody's friend, you like to encourage informality, you're going to be high social, high dominance. You are going to prefer a communication style, as we'll get into in a few minutes here. You're going to prefer a certain communication style. Now, if you are a directive, which you are high dominance, but low sociability, you are going to exhibit to be quite busy, very intent. You may give an impression of not listening. You're going to be serious, and you're going to want to maintain control. And these are going to be behaviors that are exhibited by a directive style of communication that you prefer. our reflective side of our reflective styles are low dominance and low sociability. So the reflectives are going to weigh all the facts very carefully before they make a decision. They're going to control their emotional expression. They're going to display a preference for orderliness. They're going to not necessarily give their opinion on everything. They're going to be a little quieter, and they're going to seem to be difficult to get to know. They're often called maybe aloof here. And then our supportives. The supportives are going to be high on sociability, but low on dominance. Now, these type of people will be appearance of being quiet and reserved, but they listen attentively. They care deeply about other people. They will tend to avoid the use of power, and they're going to make decisions in thoughtful and deliberative manners. So they're going to be more social and friendly and kind of avoid conflict. So when we're selling to these different styles, we want to do what's called flex our style. So you have an emotive, you have a directive, you have a reflective and supportives. Now, one thing to be careful of is these are not hard and fast rules. You know, if you're an emotive, doesn't mean that you don't exhibit supportive types of tendencies or reflective type of tendencies. And also, they can be very situationally oriented. So maybe if you have somebody at a party, they are going to exhibit more emotive type of behavior simply because they're at a party. If they're doing a business review, they're going to be more like a directive type of. If you're in a family, you're probably going to be a little more supportive. And if you're doing an analysis, you're probably going to be more reflective. So situations can also affect the different styles and how these are exhibited. So if we're going to sell to an emotive, we're going to want to be a little more enthusiastic. We're probably going to have less facts. We're going to want to have some interesting aspects of our presentation and our talk. We're going to want to be interested to listen to, and you're going to have to be careful because the emotive is going to want to wander off track on tangents. So our emotives, you're going to want to have a little style and a little presentation pizzazz here as far as when we're working with an emotive. When we're selling to a directive, now remember, a directive is going to be lower on the sociability but higher on dominance. You're going to want to be more businesslike, get to the point, efficient, disciplined, have some goals. That's going to be how you sell to a style flex towards a directive. Our reflectives, we're going to want to flex into being organized and prepared, no nonsense, not so much social. They want just the facts. And we're going to want to flex towards being more subdued when we're talking to a reflective. And then when we're selling to a supportive, we're going to want to be social, friendly, avoid conflict, probably not so much on, they're going to need some facts, but we're going to want to be more socially oriented there. Now remember, again, it very much depends on the situation. So you're going to want to be aware not only of the style flex that you need towards emotives, towards directives, towards a reflective, and towards a supportive, but also the situation that you are in. So let's say you're selling to a reflective, but you're selling an emotionally driven product. The situation is going to dictate that you do have a little more enthusiasm for the product, and also have, in addition to your facts and data, that you also have some visual, positive visual and a little pizzazz to your presentation there, because you are dealing with some emotions with some facts in there. Situationally, when dealing with an emotive, emotives typically don't want to deal with so many facts, but you're going to need the facts if you are selling a fact-based product, even if you're selling to an emotive. So those are the type of differences that you need to address, and be very overt about these when you are doing your preparation for the sales call. Now, I do want to emphasize one thing right here. Please do not label people. All right? You don't want to label people, because once you label someone, it then puts limits on your thinking, it puts limits on you, and people are not so simple. People are complex. Or you may be dealing with someone that appears to be an emotive, but they may have a lot of directive tendencies in their actual job. So don't be fooled here either by someone who's maybe displaying some personality style that they're very comfortable with. However, they're working in an area that where these other types of communication styles are necessary to be successful in their job. So be very careful. Do not label people, but do recognize that we all have certain tendencies and certain comfort zones that we want to style flex into. So in conclusion here, we want to tailor our presentations so that we can deal with someone who wants to be communicated with in an emotive style, or that wants to be communicated in a directive style, or wants to be communicated with a reflective style, or who wants to be communicated with on a supportive style. We want to be able to address each of these styles in our sales calls, our presentations, and our selling strategies. So I'll finish here with a quote from Zig Ziglar, one of my favorites of all time. And what this really does is it really does emphasize the successful professional salesperson's ability to flex their style and deal with people on their level and how they like to buy rather than how we want to sell. And one of his favorite quotes is, "People don't like to be sold, but they love to buy." And we can help people love to buy through adaptive selling, consultative selling, and communication style flexing. Have a great day. This is Professor George signing off.